Hello and welcome to The Influence of Religion, Domestic Violence and Family Law Mediation. My name is Kathy Lively. I am an attorney in Florida and a Florida Supreme Court certified mediator in the areas of family law and circuit, and also trained and qualified in the area of elder law mediation. Whenever I first thought of developing this course, it was during a grad school course on freedom of religion and the law, and I started to see and notice how much of an impact a party's religion may have on the family law matters. And this would certainly carry through to domestic violence and absolutely into mediation. I then developed this continuing education course as I thought it'd be really helpful to provide such an overview. And the course addresses the often unspoken influence that religion plays in domestic violence, and for our purposes with a focus on mediation. And religion does play an important role in the lives of many people. And the role of religion and a party's belief is sometimes overlooked when we are presented with a case or a family law case when there has been domestic violence. And to better appreciate the underlying issues, the responses, the actions of the parties, we need to be aware of this factor. The course begins with an introduction for the need for acquiring a level of religious literacy and adopting the three R's that are set forth in the Williamsburg Charter: rights, responsibility, and respect. The material provides an overview on marriage, divorce, and domestic violence reflected from the three Abrahamic religions: Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And this leads into then the more practical aspects, including the potential impact and responses that the victim and the abuser may exhibit during a mediation, and then considers the need to employ tools such as religious literacy, the three R's, and certainly the applicable rules for a certified and court-appointed mediator. And welcome to the course.